Welcome to the American Hard Enduro Podcast.
What's up, guys? It's Will Preston and Drew Kirby.
What's going on?
It's 2022. It's been a long offseason.
And we have done no podcast. Today is March 22nd. We've been busy.
Yeah. So what have you been up to this offseason, Drew?
Not riding as much as I want. Life has gotten busier. The 9 and the 10-year-old and life has gotten busy. So what about you? I think you're in the same boat.
Yes, I'm definitely in the same boat. We're doing a lot of travel for mountain biking right now.
Yeah.
But we got to ride a pretty good amount.
Yeah, we have gotten to. We've been trying to get, one day a weekend when we can.
And we've got a new couple loops laid out that are super gnarly and super fun. So that's been good.
Yeah, so we've been getting some good new zones we've been working on. Found some good stuff actually on Saturday, too, when you weren't here.
Ooh, so let us know if you're going to be in East Tennessee.
Yeah.
Maybe we can hook up and do a little riding.
Yeah, so it's almost time for this off season to come to an end. We got Grinding Stone coming up.
This weekend.
3-4 days from now.
I guess all the boys are already out there. I've been seeing a bunch of Instagram content. I know Tristan looks really good.
Yeah, from what I hear, he's looking good. Ryder's out there. Cooper's on a new bike. We can talk about that later.
Yeah, we're just blowing up our
hour. Yeah, I know. We're just this is the intro to just blow it out.
So I guess let's just go on the outline.
All right.
The silly season. It really wasn't that silly this year.
No, everyone was pretty much stayed. The biggest news was Cooper Abbott, the factory Sherco. He's going to be under the tent, I think, beside Cody Webb. And then maybe Keith Curtis. You know, I haven't seen much from him. It's snowmobile season, so I think he's doing that. But
he's still riding Sherco, though.
Yeah, I've seen a bike with 7-Eleven on it.
Okay.
And then I saw another kid, Inside Enduro, posted something. They're a big sponsor of the U.S. Hard Enduro Series this year. They're sponsoring a guy, Sam Peterson.
Okay.
I'd never heard of him, but he can do some slow wheelies.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, I mean, I had to post videos of that.
Better than me.
Yeah, it's better than no doubt. So, but I forgot about that. So, a couple of new guys on Sherco's this year.
Davis.
Jackson Davis is not on Sherco's anymore.
Yeah, he's riding a KTM.
Yep, he'll be on KTM's.
SLM Racing.
Yeah, SLM Racing again. And then Brandon Petrie's gone to Sherco as well. I think that's how you say his last name. Tall dude number 99.
He's a tall dude.
He is. So, you got any other silly season?
Not really. And we were... We know some rumors that we really can't talk about. There's one unfortunate rumor that I'm sure everybody will be hearing in the very near future.
Yeah, about a possible canceled race, but
yeah,
we'll see.
That may or may not happen. Hopefully it won't, but...
Another weird silly season thing is the European factory Husqvarna team released all their stuff, and like the bikes are all white, the gear's all white.
No Rockstar.
There's no Rockstar.
And then did you see Billy Bolt is now Red Bull?
Yeah, he's Red Bull. But it was just weird, so you had Colton over there this weekend for the final round of the Super Enduro with all his Rockstar Husky stuff on, and then Billy Bolt next to him.
So is Husky America still Rockstar?
For now.
Okay.
That's another thing I heard that you talk about.
Okay.
For a while, for now.
But is Colton like one of the official Rockstar athletes? Like they have Red Bull athletes and they have KTM Red Bull. Do they have that with Rockstar?
They do. He's been a Rockstar athlete for a long time, back when he was on like Kawasaki's.
Right,
maybe?
Yeah, I knew he had.
But I don't know currently. Ask him about that.
Maybe Rockstar's completely getting out of the hard enduro game.
So I think they're getting out of Pepsi bought Rockstar, and I think they're trimming it back, and it is part of it. But I know they're staying on through 2022 with U.S. Husqvarna,
okay,
like all of it, not Husqvarna off road, I should say. So like Supercross, Motocross.
So Thad Duvall and those guys, the GTCs.
Yep, they're all still running it.
Okay.
So well, it's funny, we didn't think we had anything off-season.
I know, this is usually how our conversations go. We just
Starts popping up. But it was interesting to see. I guess I didn't realize how black the Huskies had been for so long. And then Billy Bolt came out and it was
white.
And all his gear was white. So just a different look. I mean, times change, what happens?
It's not really going to change how much Rockstar I drink.
No, I don't think I bought a Monster when we were in Dallas for the Supercross just so I could pour it out and get into the pit pass for free.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What'd that cost you, $3?
Yeah, $3 versus a $20 pit pass. So
very nice. Okay, so the bad news that I'm sure everybody's heard is that Cody broke his wrist again.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it was the same one he broke at Trials Training Center.
Yep, is the same. I was going to ask you. It's a different fracture. I think it's a
radius.
Broke the radius head or radial head.
I hate wrist X-rays because it just looks like a pile of rocks. You can't really tell what is going on.
Yeah,
at least like a femur or a finger or something. You know, but wrist injuries are horrible.
And unfortunately, I had a couple in high school and had them screwed, and it was the bad one, the scaphoid or whatever's in there. And like the problem with the wrist in that area is so many little bones and blood supply is. It's just very minimal. And so getting healing, obviously you need blood supply to bring the bones, the minerals, and whatever they need. And it's just, they're slow to heal. So hopefully this, Cody can heal up pretty quick.
Dr. Kirby coming in here today.
And I was, you know, I pulled it way back out of there.
Didn't you break them both at the same time?
So I broke them both at different times. And I didn't know one of them was broken. And then when I went in, I was like, you know what, this other one hurts. Can we x-ray him? And they were both broken in the exact same way. One was football and one was riding something I shouldn't have been riding. It was a four-wheeler.
Oh, I was like, that was interesting.
Well, growing up, I wasn't allowed to ride dirt bikes, and so I was actually on a four-wheeler, and I don't even know how I did.
Okay, and then I guess Taddy Blazusiak also broke his wrist.
On the same log.
In the same way.
Yep. Oh, I don't know about the same way. I know the same log. But I think it was his opposite wrist, maybe.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's totally different.
Yeah, but they crashed in this, doing the same, like, triple-triple or something.
And that's the problem with Super Enduro is those guys are having to push so hard just to keep up with each other you're putting it on the line.
Well, and Billy Bolt seems to be, I mean, I had a buddy text me this morning. He's like, dude, what about Billy Bolt? And I was like, he's kind of next level. And, you know, he hurt his foot and had some nerve damage, and it's like he's finally back to full strength from that.
He is full send at all times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how Manny would have done if he had been healthy, but
yeah.
I don't think Manny had anything for him at Super Enduro.
Well, and I remember before Billy got hurt, he was doing this. It was like a Tony Bow. It was like these logs standing on their end, and he was rear wheel hopping from upright log to upright log on his Husqvarna 300. And then it was just like he was doing stuff that, to me, blew my mind. And it's like now he's back to that form where he can kind of do what he wants.
What was his injury?
He did some kind of nerve damage when he hurt his knee or blew his knee out, and he had drop foot. And so you lose control of your, I think it was a shifting foot.
Okay.
And so he couldn't basically lift his foot up to shift. And he was having to, I think, hook it with his heel. And like, if you watch some videos of him walking, it was dragging. And he found a surgeon who was like, he had kind of lost hope from what I hear. And he found a surgeon who was like, I think I can fix you, and went in for basically reattached the nerve, got feeling back and control back. So it's awesome.
That's crazy.
Horrible for all the other competition right now, but it's good to have him back. I mean, it's just stepping the game up like you were talking about earlier.
Yeah. I mean, watching him ride is amazing right now. So in the Super Enduro series, obviously Billy won every single, I think he might've got beat one moto.
Maybe.
But I don't know the results from the last two. But anyways, Billy takes the championship.
Yep, around early.
And then Johnny Walker and Colton Haker, it came down to the last night.
Yeah, last night. They were tied for second going into the final night, which they had a doubleheader in Germany, somewhere in Germany.
Yep.
It started with an R.
Yep.
And I think Colton had a bad second moto, and that kind of gave Johnny what he needed to get second place, which is good for him. I mean, kind of doing it on his own on the beta, riding the two-stroke.
Yeah.
Everyone else is out there on four strokes.
That's
so
cool. I didn't realize he was on a two stroke. And Colton going over and getting podium for that series. That's I mean, he's continuing to be a force in Super Enduro, so that's awesome for him.
Well, and I think that's what he likes and he's good at. And I didn't know if he's even going to be riding the hard enduros. And I saw an Instagram live he did with Max Gearston yesterday. And he said he's getting back from Germany Wednesday, like tomorrow, going to spend 24 hours at home. Flying out Thursday to Page and going to race hard enduro. He said he went down to Southern California, tested and practiced hard enduro a few weeks ago at the Chocolate Mountain Ranch, I think it's called.
Yep.
So he's like, I got some practice in. He's like, but man, the difference going back and forth, you know, suspension so much softer, obviously motor so much different.
Well, and I guess Grindingstone, kind of jumping ahead, is kind of a new spot this year.
I think it's across the road. It's like totally different. And supposedly the consequences aren't as big.
That's what I'm hearing. But
dude, like, it's still, I can't wait to see some of the video because it made for some good video and a lot of carnage.
Yeah. The bikes sliding down, just scraping those rocks and
just
flipping
the noise
over. Yeah.
Yeah. Luckily, around here, we have like a tree usually to catch their bike before it goes real far down the hill, hopefully.
Right. So that's kind of rolling into what we're going to talk about next is the U.S. Hard Enduro Series. Obviously, a new name, new promoters. Matt.
Musgrove.
Josh Shecker and Rob Mitchell are kind of the three ring leaders of that thing.
Yep.
And then they've got some. They've actually got some new races. There's one in Montana. I don't know anything about that venue.
Yep.
And then that's obviously on the west side. And then on the east side, we got a new race at Sugarloaf,
Pennsylvania,
which I believe that's at a ski resort. But that's about all I know.
I know they have a ECEA race up there, which is one of the it's whatever that Northeast series is. Jarrett Moen, Rob Moen of Tough Like Roar were telling me about it. So.
Cool.
The only bummer for us is, for me, is I'm going up to Tough Like Roar July 4th weekend, which I don't think you're going.
I am now.
Oh, you may be going. So we'll maybe be going. So then it's 2 weeks later all the way back up there, because I think they're like an hour from each other. So it's a bummer it's not a week apart and couldn't kind of make a week out of it. But, hey, always good to have a new race on the series.
Yeah.
Will's about to sneeze.
I'm trying not to sneeze right now.
Let it out.
It's going to hurt. I know that. And you alluded to this earlier. Max Gearston is not actually racing this year.
Yes.
He's actually doing the kind of the Taddy reporter.
Paul Bolton.
Taddy did it.
Oh, Taddy, you're right.
Taddy did it a couple years ago.
Yes.
And then came out of retirement.
Yep.
And then I guess Paul Bolton did it this last year for the World Hard Enduro Series.
Yep.
But I think Max is going to add a lot of flavor to this.
Oh, I his personality obviously is big, and he did a couple interviews. He's done a bunch already. The first one was kind of like him and Tristan, and it was like it didn't get the real Max. And it's starting to come out the more I think he's getting comfortable doing interviews.
We need to get him on the podcast ASAP.
Yeah, we need to see what he's got. Maybe after Grinding Stone, we can call him up and
that'd be a good person to help us.
He can give us a good recap. Maybe that's what we start doing for these West rounds, is seeing if Max will give us 30-40 minutes after each race. To give us a little race report, since we're not going to be at some of, or won't be at any of the West ones, I know.
So he's going to be running like helmet cam and doing POV follow.
Stuff.
So, I mean, he can obviously keep up with about any of these guys.
Yep.
I mean,
which would be cool. And then they all know him well enough to know that, you know, he's not going to be racing them, and he's, you know, popping in, popping out. And he's got that relationship because he is going to be doing interviews as well. You know, to go under the tent and talk to these guys. I think it'll be great exposure for the sport. And, I think he's going to try to do riding clinics in conjunction with. That'll kind of help him get from race to race as well.
And from what I've heard, he's going to continue to race Endurocross. So he's not fully retiring.
Yeah. I guess that'd be pretty good silly season news that we didn't even think about.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but I think he is racing Endurocross from what I gathered.
Okay, so next, contenders this year. Obviously, with Cody being down, it really opens the door for that second spot.
Well, and it was interesting. Cody posted his thing on Instagram about hurting his wrist, be out for a few races, and I think I saw a comment, it's the Tristan Hart show now, and I don't know who made it, but
yeah,
it may be because last year it was the two of them, but man, there's been a lot of dudes training hard. Will Reardon, Ryder LeBlanc, Cooper Abbott, and it's like...
Colton Haker.
David Knight's coming also.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if he sticks around, if he has a good result.
So
what's he riding?
KTM.
KTMs,
yeah.
He's been on everything.
Well, dude, he put a couple videos out of him, like, building the bike, what he's done to it. He went out and rode it, and he actually found an issue. It wasn't running good. And so it was a pretty in-depth little YouTube video on what he was doing to the bike. I actually watched. I made it through more than, like, 3 minutes of it. So
that's pretty good for you.
But, no, so we don't know who's made the big step. Like, last year, I think Ryder LeBlanc made the big step.
Yeah, he step again?
Yeah, and he was a top... You know, we figured he'd be top 10 guy, and he was a top 4 guy.
Yeah, he podiumed a race or two.
Yeah, and so, you know, it seems like him and Colton were battling for that third spot. But, I mean, again, we're over here on the East Coast in our little bubble riding with the same guys we ride with, so we don't know what's been going on. So, who's taking that step?
Yeah, does Nick Farringer, does Quinn Wenzel, does Cooper Abbott, do those guys take a step?
Well, and it'll be interesting to see who chases the whole series. I don't think Nick's chasing the West. I don't think Quinn's chasing the West. I could be wrong. And I don't think Jordan Ashburn. I think he's just doing the East rounds.
And he's kind of a wild card, as well as Keith Curtis.
Yep, true.
Because those guys can just step into a race and put it on the box.
Yep, absolutely. I mean,
they don't have to race every weekend because they're doing their Obviously,
fitness is an issue.
Keith has got the fitness from snowmobiling. I don't understand how that transfers, but apparently it does. And obviously, Jordan, you know, he's been doing really well in GNCCs this year. A couple seconds.
A couple thirds. And then he had an off race. He got a sixth. I think it was a sixth. He had his bike cut out. He couldn't get started for a few minutes this last race, which is unfortunate because he was the most consistent guy other than Ben Kelly. He was won every race.
And I feel like Brandon Petrie, we're leaving out a few big names. I keep thinking about Max. Obviously, Max isn't there.
Well, and we tried to pull up results, like overall series results for last year's, and the Google was hard, and we couldn't find it to, you know, look down and see if we're missing anyone. But if we are, we apologize. It's been a long off season. We hadn't seen anybody since TKO. I mean, our season ended mid-August last year. We had one SEER race, but we hadn't really seen any of the guys.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what, you know, I'm thinking Tristan is probably the favorite, obviously, because with Cody out, you know, him and Cody were swapping back and forth. He got the overall series championship last year.
Yeah. I'm almost surprised one of the factories isn't sending somebody over.
Well, I know, so...
Like Sherco, since Cody's down. Like,
Mario showed up for a bunch of... He showed up for Red Bull Override, I think, or maybe one of those off-season races, or late season. But now that may be a good point. I know that Tough Like Roar threw out that the winner, first place, gets $15,000.
Woo!
And I heard Graham was talking about coming. Which, back to silly season...
Jarvis
is no longer for Factory Husqvarna, but he's still with Husqvarna, so I don't know how that'll all work out.
I guess he's got his own team.
Yeah, but yeah.
But it's just him now?
I guess. I don't know if he's got any young riders or not, so jumping all over the place, but you know, to the hard enduro, U.S. hard enduro stuff. It's going to be interesting to see. I think I don't want to say this first round's going to tell us everything we need to know, but because the terrain is so different. You know, I think Colton may be at a little disadvantage because he's been doing super enduro and, you know, doing that. So his fitness should be good. But like you said yesterday, I'm used to sprinting for 6 minutes. I think the grinding zone's a 4 hour race.
Yeah.
Is what I heard. So, you know, that may be an issue. And I think practicing out there on that terrain, on that slick rock that has tons of traction also is a big advantage. It'll be interesting.
Since he's moved to Montana, is that right?
Yep. No, he's Idaho.
He's Idaho.
Yep.
Sorry. I get those two confused.
Yeah, they touch. So March 26th, obviously, is the Page Arizona race, and then got a whole month of April off, and then May 1st is that Billings, Montana race. And I know Josh Shecker wasn't sure if there was going to be enough terrain up at the Montana site, went up there, did some exploring, and obviously liked what he saw because it's on the date now, or on the schedule now.
Nice.
So, and then after that, Memorial Day weekend is Little Hocking, Ohio.
Well, you got the Island.
Is the Island?
Is that one not?
Oh, I completely missed over that. No, the weekend before that, I apologize. May 21st and 22nd. Oh, sorry. Kick Wheels dog. She didn't like that. Sorry, yes, the Island is before that. No, the weekend before it. So, a little bit of west, a little bit of east. I know they tried to keep it with this little back
and forth. Yeah, it's not completely back and forth this year like it was. Yeah.
There's not a week in between a West Coast and an East Coast. There's two West, two East, two West, three Easts.
Three, maybe two?
Maybe two. Don't know.
And then you got immediately following all that, you got TKO.
Yep.
Which is always the grand championship for everything American.
Yeah, and it's going to be another, what is it, World Hard...
How is it?
World...
That's not right. I just...
Oh, okay. That's how you... It's the Hard Enduro World Championship. H-E... Hard Enduro World Championship. So, and there's actually going to be two of those on the North American continent this year. It's 2 weeks after...
Outliers in Canada.
Yeah, so 2 weeks after TKO, they're going to Canada. And I was talking to Tio Kabachev. He told us so many times that we still couldn't get... Yeah. Let's call him Tio. We talked to Tio and wished him happy birthday. And he actually won the Spanish Hard Enduro...
Round three,
okay, this past weekend. And he's coming over. He said he's coming for TKO, and he's going to stay for Outliers, which...
That dude has so much talent. It is insane.
And he doesn't eat... He's vegan? He doesn't eat any meat, which blows my mind. But
and
whatever.
He can just ride anybody's crappy motorcycle.
Yeah, and do well. Yeah. So, that's what's going on here in the U.S. for
Well, and then back on the hard enduro, hard enduro, the Israeli race, the minus 400 is actually coming up pretty quick on April 9th and 10th.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, we are pretty close.
So, I mean, we're less than, well,
3 weeks, 2.5 weeks.
I know. So racing in the U.S. starts, and then we immediately get started in the world scene. So it's pretty cool.
It's time. It's time. Now we have. When do we start getting in shape? Is it time to get in shape yet?
Well, that time has passed, Drew.
Okay, it's not time to start drinking. Stop drinking beer. I'll do it for a week, right?
Yeah. So, obviously, here in the Southeast, we're talking SEER right now. Yep. Southeastern Extreme Riders. They've gotten their third season, I believe.
Yes.
Ryder LeBlanc won it all last year. Yep. He got a trip to Erzberg out of it.
Yep, and we're hoping, that's the one thing we didn't talk about, we're hoping they have it. It's in June.
I'm going to say they're having it.
I hope so. They need to. They haven't had it in two years now.
Everybody's over this COVID stuff.
So I know Austria's been tight is the problem.
Well.
And it's in Austria.
Okay. Well, anyways, we'll wrap up this portion of the podcast, yep. And we will play with you guys our interview we did with Derek Bratcher and Timo Stark of SEER.
Yep. And we kind of cover everything. There's a couple things we forgot to ask them in there. It was the question at the end I couldn't remember. So once we come back,
what was
back
that question?
That was a what time does the race start?
Okay.
And neither one of them knew actually, so it was kind of good I didn't ask. So the racing starts Saturday at
10 a.m. Central Time.
10 a.m. Central Time, 11 a.m. Real Time.
Right.
So all right, let us know what you think.
Thanks, guys.
Welcome to the first podcast for 2022. This is American Hard Enduro. I'm joined on the line with Will Preston. Will, what's going on?
Oh, Drew, just hanging out, man. I have a couple of cracked ribs I found out today. So I'm nursing those, but other than that, everything's going good. How about you?
Oh, doing well, ready to get started racing. So, the reason we are actually doing this quick podcast, this will probably be in another podcast, is we've got a couple of guys from SEER Racing, Southeastern Extreme Racing, on the line. We got Derek Bratcher and Timo Stark. How are you guys doing?
Good. Very good.
Yeah, doing great.
Well, and so traditionally in the past, Will will usually do a podcast before a race with Hunter Williams. And Derek, you said he's covered up with work, and so Timo's kind of going to be handling some of that.
Yep.
You can be exactly. Honest. Did y'all fire Hunter?
Yeah. Please tell us the truth.
Be honest.
I think to fire somebody, you've actually got to pay him. So I don't know if
right.
Say we fired him or not.
Maybe he quit.
Yeah. Again, that implies being paid to quit. You know.
Yes. Yeah.
Good point.
He's just not here anymore.
He's no longer volunteering his services.
That's correct.
Well, so getting started, Derek, what's your role? And then, Timo, what's your role with SEER this year? I mean, Derek, I think I know, but just to clear it up for anyone who might be tuning in for the first time.
Yeah, I guess I'm partners with Gary Barr. He and I started SEER. And my main job is course layout and then just race day activities, you know, keeping the race going, making sure there's no issues. Gary does a lot of behind the scenes stuff and admin stuff. And then, my wife does, she kind of supports Gary in his role.
Okay. Timo, and then what's your role going to be this year?
Just kind of, you know, obviously from years past, I'm still helping out with the, all the trail work wherever I can. Of course, Derek doesn't let me do much of anything except cut limbs off. So besides that, I do a little bit of Instagram work and just try to keep things moving forward.
All right. Sounds good. So the schedule came out, I guess it's been a month or two ago, five races this year, some new races, some old races, some change of venues. Derek, you just kind of want to go through, talk about the schedule and any changes going on with the schedule wise.
Yeah, like you said, five races. The first one's going to be at Holly Tree. And then we got Adam McCleskey, and the Groundhog came back this year, which is awesome. The third race is going to be back at the Trials Training Center, but it's going to be a night race.
And then make it any easier on us because it's at night, or is it still just is it going to be just as bad as it was in the day for the cliffhanger finale?
Depends on the weather.
Yeah, true.
The weather, and I probably won't go back up to that off camber at night. Man, that's where everybody was stuck at.
Oh, there.
And man, that'd be so much. That would be a lot of trouble, a lot of work to get everybody out of the woods off of that hill at night. So I'm probably not going to go back up there, but you never know.
Okay. All right. So then that's round three is night race at TTC. Then what are the last two races?
The fourth race was supposed to be a all new race at Circle E, but we've had an issue there. So we're probably going to have to change that location.
Okay.
And we're not exactly sure where we're going yet. We've got a couple options, and we still may get a new piece of property. If not, we might go back to Holly Tree. But Holly Tree, I think there is an additional piece of property at Holly Tree we can use. So it would be a different race than what we're running right now.
Well, that's not until September 10th. So that's after pretty much summer break. You guys have some time on that one.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. And then the finale again is cliffhanger at TTC.
Yes. Yep. That's the last one. That's our usually biggest race. And that's an awesome piece of property to have the finale at.
Absolutely. So, let's talk about what's changed for 2022 SEER wise. I know we've changed some things, or you guys have changed some things with the points, classes, kind of just give us a rundown on what's going on.
Yeah, the biggest change is going to be that we've incorporated the points fee into the entry fee this year. That was always a lot of work on the end, just to pull some people out and try to get all the classes straight and everything. And so we decided just to cut that out and just do it all at once. The scoring.
So basically, if you show up and race, you're getting counted towards points.
Exactly. If you just do this first race and you finish. Or you start this race, actually, if you get a score out of this first race, you will have points.
I got you.
And it should be less confusing, and the points will be updated quicker. It should be a win all the way around.
What about any sponsors this year? I mean, is it kind of the same group of sponsors? Y'all got some new stuff going on.
Yeah, we've got, of course, Pandora's back. They've been with us for a while now, and they're fantastic sponsors to have on board. We've got Kenda this year for a tire sponsor, which we actually just posted a giveaway from them today. We're giving away an Ibex to anybody that pre-enters, and that's going to end Thursday night.
So everybody that pre-enters gets an Ibex?
Now we're talking.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Now, if you pre-register, you're entered to win one.
Ah, okay.
So, right, yeah.
Well, is that Thursday before the race, or this coming up Thursday, like 3 days from now?
No, the Thursday before the race.
Okay. And then I know in years past, COVID-wise, we haven't maybe done sign-up the morning of the race or the weekend of the race. Is that – are we still pre-registering only, or how's that going to go?
You can sign up Saturday morning.
Okay.
You're highly encouraged to pre-register, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Yes. Makes life much easier.
For everyone.
Right. Absolutely. Even the racers.
Yes.
Are y'all still doing the Erzberg thing that Ryder won last year? Is that a possibility for this next year, or was it a one-time deal?
That was a one-time deal.
Okay. And we should probably talk about that. I mean, for anybody that doesn't know, Ryder LeBlanc won the SEER Series last year, so he gets basically an entry fee into Erzberg and I guess some money on the side to get him over there. Is that what the deal was?
Yeah, yes, exactly. He got an entry fee, and then we did a GoFundMe afterwards. We put some money in, and then – a lot of other people. I think it got about $2,000 to put towards that trip.
Okay. Well,
Derek, I think you've got a little bit of a connection to Austria. Any word on if it's going to happen this year? I was actually talking to someone today and they said, we don't know if it's going to happen. And I was like, what? I thought it was on.
Yeah. The last I've heard it's on. And I've also heard they're starting to ease up on some of the restrictions over there.
Okay.
And so as far as I know, they're full speed ahead.
Okay. Yeah, it might have been the Ryder's boss at DRT, and he said, I'll go if it's going to happen, but I'm not getting poked with a needle to go. It's like, fair enough, man. Calm down. But that's exciting.
You're talking about Shelly, right?
Yeah, of course, Shelly. I was talking to her.
Okay.
So classes, what, any changes to the classes? So last year, what do we have? Gold, silver, bronze, and iron.
Correct. And then the silver and bronze, they're split into age groups, 16 to 34 and 35 plus.
Okay. What about old gold? Has that caught on yet?
No, but it keeps getting brought up.
So. Will came up with that classy phrase, I think, the last time we rode, and I'm like, ooh, I like old gold. So we may just start our own side spreadsheet that's got all of us. What's the age? 40? 40 plus?
40, 43.
No, 40. 40.
43 plus one every year.
Fair enough. Oh, man. Oh, my dog's barking. I apologize.
As long as Chuck doesn't race, then there's no maximum age.
I heard Chuck sitting on a beach getting fat and happy, but you didn't hear that from me.
Right.
So we talked about the sponsors. I think we cut you off, Timo, as you were getting into them. Or actually, when you got to Kenda, you went off on
probably me.
Yeah. No, it was him. He got all excited about the tire giveaway.
That's free right.
Free for everyone. Right. So who else have you guys got? So Kenda coming on board is pretty big, because I know they're not sponsoring the USA Hard Enduro Series this year. IRC's got that, so that's good for them to still be supporting the sport.
Right. We're pretty excited about that. They put out a great product, and we're just happy to work with them this year and just try to see if we can push it forward a little bit more. We haven't tried all the tires yet, which we're pretty excited to try. But beyond Kenda, of course, we've got there's Evolve Moto. We've got 100%. We did a little giveaway for them the other day. We're excited to have them board as well. And our Instagram page actually has a whole list of sponsors. Those are some of the top tier sponsors. But from there on out, you know, we've got all the people that support us that we're just excited to have with us.
All right. Well, and are you guys doing for, like Will had said earlier, kind of the prize money or, you know, giveaways, you know, for the classes per race? Are you guys doing anything, or is it going to be more of a series overall awards?
We'll still do the individual, you know, we do payouts at every race. I think it's $1,200 for the overall. I think it pays out to five. And then we'll see. We're going to try to get, of course, a bunch of giveaways for the banquet this year. But we don't have a big grand prize like we did last year.
Okay. But I know Kenda had been good about, you know, helping guys out, and if it wasn't with cash, with or series out, you know, provide them tires to give away for races or year-end awards.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So two other things I had while we're talking about changes for 2022 scoring. Have you guys done anything scoring? Are we going to use kind of the same? Can't remember what it was. Web score, maybe.
Yep. Yeah, we're still on web score. That hasn't changed at all, other than the way the points are going to be incorporated into it. But as far as the actual scoring system itself, same thing. You're going to come through. They'll hit an iPad, and you'll keep moving.
Okay. And then I know that you talked about the entry fee has the points thing rolled into it. And then Gary, I saw, posted a video. The entry fee went up a little bit. Do you know what it's going to be per race?
It's going to be $80 per race.
Okay.
It was 70 last year. And so $5 of that is the points fee. And then everything's kind of gone up, but mainly insurance went up this year. And so
if anybody has a problem with $80 per race, they should start racing downhill mountain bikes. I just signed my son up.
That's right.
For a race that literally will last 3.5 minutes. And it was $165. So if you got a problem with $80, trust me, that's a bargain.
Hey, does that at least cover the shuttle fee at least? Or is that you got to pay extra to get back on that?
No, you do get to practice a day or 2 days, and then you get a seating run, because he's running Cat 1 now, and you get race day. So a total of 6 minutes of race time. but crazy. Trust me, Sear is a deal. Wow.
Yeah.
At $80. Because you can be on the mountain for 3 or 4 hours. That's a lot of bang for your buck.
Yep. Well, and that's what COVID Crusher's 4 hours, right?
It is 4 hours. Yep. We're going to see how this one goes. If everybody likes 4 hours, we'll probably leave it at 4 hours.
Okay.
For the rest of them.
Except for Old Gold. We should cut that back a bit.
About to an hour until your ribs are better.
I'm like tailoring this for me, if you haven't noticed.
Fair enough. All right. So I know a couple of guys who are going to be there, like for what, 2022 contenders. You know, Ryder won last year. I think Nick got second, Quinn got third. I may have those flip-flopped.
Nick Farringer and Quinn Wenzel.
Quinn Wenzel, yes, in case anyone's wondering. Right. So you guys know of any, you know, heavy hitters coming? You got talked to many guys, any of that stuff?
No, we haven't. I mean, you always hear rumors of somebody like Jordan showing up, or, you know, there's a few of the other maybe guys that run the national series might show up. But as far as committing to the series, I haven't heard of anybody else.
Well, I talked to Ryder. He's planning us to, after Grinding Stone this weekend, drive straight back to TTC. He's just worried his practice bike's going to be too beat up from practicing for the Grinding Stone. So I said, you might want to talk to the Husky guys, see if they can work on it for you. When I saw Will's outline, Jordan, I sent him a message. He is not going to be doing any of them.
Okay.
And so, you know, I know Nick Quinn, Will and I were kind of spitballing about some stuff today, like Jeremiah Burkhart. I meant to text Chance Baker and Steven Edmondson.
Man,
where's Rukin Smith? Anybody heard from him lately?
And he made a comment on our video about riding a 150, and I was like, first of all, you're way too big for 150. But the fact that he's even riding makes me happy. So he'd probably still show up and beat my butt.
Yeah. He was strong when he used to do them. I think he would definitely still be competitive.
For sure.
Well, hopefully somebody crazy will show up and give everyone a run for their money. So looks like maybe down to Nick and Quinn and Ryder, but I know, so one issue, and I guess we can talk about it, the third round nightmare at TTC is over top of the U.S. Hard Enduro second round, the Little Hawk in Ohio at Bad Medicine at Wildwood Lake Raceway race. So any thoughts on that? I know y'all didn't want to do that. I think your schedule was out first.
Well, and honestly, that was the only date that we didn't pick. We were talking to the TTC, talking to Larry there about doing a second race and doing a night race. And he's like, hey, that's great. And this is the date. So that's okay. The date.
There you go. And that's Memorial Day weekend, right?
It is.
So there'll be that Saturday night.
Yep. And I think it'll be fine. I'm sure there'll be a few guys that will lose, but I'm hoping being at the TTC, just with that venue, that it'll pull some.
And that may give the second tier of Sear Gold Riders a chance to get on the podium.
Maybe so of the old gold.
Some of the old gold. Yep. And that'd be cool. Because, I mean, if Ryder and Quinn and Nick are not there, obviously that really opens the door for, I don't know, somebody.
Yep.
Not me, but someone.
Yeah. Hey, somebody. So. All right, so let's talk about the race coming up. What, 2 weekends away, April 2nd? Well, I guess less than 2 weekends now, 2 weeks. COVID Crusher, I've seen some pictures of the course you guys posted on Instagram. What can you tell us, Derek or Timo? What are you going to throw at us now?
I mean, it's you've ridden there before. We've got some new trail. We've got two splits, and the two splits are going to be Nico's and Copperhead, the two main valleys out of the parking lot. We've extended both of them, especially Nico's. It's quite a bit longer. It goes all the way to the top, crosses a road, and keeps going again. So you're going to get plenty of rocky creek bed out of that one. And overall, it's a 6.5 mile loop. So it's two creek beds and a lot of technical single track.
When y'all first named this thing the COVID Crusher, did you think there was any possibility that you would have that name 2+ years later?
No, you know, and I guess maybe is it time to change it? We talked about it, but it's still kind of catchy.
I think it's still valid.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Yeah. I thought you were going to ask who thought we'd still be dealing with COVID 2.5 years later from when we started it.
Well, that's kind of the question. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
it's insane.
Well, I know you can't predict the weather, Derek, but I don't think I've ever been there when it wasn't sloppy and muddy in the slickest place. Maybe not the slickest, but very slick. So
it's so slick.
It's limestone rock. Horrible. Yeah, and mud.
The last two weekends we've been up there and it's been wet, and it's I've even on some of the single track I've had to get off and push. It's like, no, there it is.
You're going downhill pushing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Will's ribs are hurting worse and worse. I don't think I'm making it.
I'm not racing. I mean, I'm out.
Was it last year you didn't race? Something happened?
It was, yeah.
And you worked it, didn't you?
I did. Okay. Yeah, so this will be two in a row.
Oh, well, I mean, we've been there before. What's the camping like? What's gate fee, camping fee, for anyone wondering on that stuff?
The gate fee is $20, and that goes all to Russ at Holly Tree, and he's been really good to work with. I mean, like, we show up and we have complete run of that place. It's just, it's awesome. So we definitely try to take care of him. So he gets 100% of the gate fee. That's $20. And he gets the camping fee, which is $20. He had a few hookups and they were a little more, but I think those are all gone. But you were just to hop back for a second, talking about how slick it is though. That place is super slick, but when it's dry, that's the most fun you'll have on a dirt bike. Everything is hero traction. So as it's looking right now, it looks like it's going to be pretty good. So if it's dry,
it's going to rain.
Probably so, but we keep thinking at some point we're going to get a dry event there, and when we do, it's going to be awesome.
I hope it's in a week and a half from right now.
Let's see. I guess gate fee, we went over the gate fee, the entry. I guess the only other thing is we will have shirts, hats, and for sale there, and all that's $20 as well too.
Okay.
My favorite COVID Crusher memory was,
no, I know this. I know exactly.
I think it was the first year when we were leaving the parking lot. It was the second year?
I think so.
And what was that RV? Or
it was Chance Baker's RV.
Yes.
And some dude in a dually
hooked
to him and held it wide open and pulled him across. And I mean, just destroyed the front of that camper with mud.
It was like, what do you call those events where the tractor pulls the sled?
Yeah.
It was exactly like that. Wide open, smoke rolling. It was great. Yep. So even if you don't like hard enduro, you should go down there just to watch us leave the parking lot.
Yeah, it was. That was that. I mean, that field was had a little bit of like elevation in one spot, and everything else was just soft and gooey. And
it's a great place to camp, though.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's flat. I mean, it's great. And we came in at, I think we got there at like midnight and just pulled in and sank right where we needed to be. And then we stayed there. That was Friday night. Stayed there, race Saturday. I think we stayed Saturday night. And after it rained a bunch on Saturday. And then he left on Sunday. And that's when he got drug out.
That field is soft. He's brought more gravel in. There's a few more gravel spots, but yeah, if it's wet, it gets soft quick.
Well, the other good one was J-Lo on his four wheeler dropping down into that creek. Remember that?
I didn't see that. Speaking of J-Lo,
that really steep.
Oh, yes. Yes. I remember what you're talking about.
He rode that. Yes. Yeah.
Like an old two-wheel drive.
Of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the plan is to bring that creek drop back too. We're not 100% sure, but it's
whatever. It is what it is. You like sketchy downhills that hurt, is all I know.
And that's a good one.
Yeah. Hey, with speaking of going back to the Rock Crusher, Adam McCluskey's place, are you guys gonna be, is he laying all the course out? Are you guys going out there doing anything? I know sometimes you guys work together with a guy to help out, or how's that gonna work?
This is all Adam. I mean, okay. He knows his layout. We'll go up there that weekend. Gary will score it, and then I'll help wherever I'm needed. But it's all Adam.
Okay, because he also put some downhills in that scare me.
Well, they had a mountain bike enduro there last weekend. Or excuse me, this just what it's Monday. They had it yesterday.
Yep.
And reports are that it was the greatest mountain bike race of all time. They said the soil was epic. It was, they said that there were some switchbacks that they just couldn't believe they were riding around. So I have a feeling we're probably going to see some of that duplicated in the Groundhog race.
I wonder if they'd let us get on some of that. Because I saw Damon was at Rock Crusher, and I didn't know why, and that explains it.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's Adam's property. He can do what he wants, right?
I don't know. I wonder who laid it all out.
It was a mountain biker, but it's not like TTC.
Off limits, like TTC stuff?
Yeah. Okay. I think Adam can use whatever he wants.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, everybody was saying it was really good.
Well, that's awesome. And it will probably rain 4 inches before we go there.
Of course.
Of course. Well, Timo, you got anything else? Derek kind of spit out his last couple remarks.
No, I just, without all of our sponsors, but I think probably more importantly, it's just everybody that comes out and races our events. I mean, we, you know, everybody always says, oh, we put in so much work, but it is an incredible amount of work to put these trails in and to keep them up, you know. So for everybody to come out and have a good time, it really makes it worth all the effort. So we really appreciate everybody that comes out and enjoys the course and has a good time.
All right. Well, something else just popped in my head. Derek, you said there's only going to be two splits, right?
Yes.
COVID Crusher. In the past, you guys usually have a few more. I remember was there more than that last year?
Yeah, there was a third one last year, actually, the one that Will was at.
Okay, the one that he was at the top at where we dropped down.
Yep, yeah.
Okay.
I've kind of shortened this loop up just a little bit. I put more on the other side of the property, on the other side of the road, but on that the left side, we call it the loop three side. We talked about this a little bit earlier. That's like when somebody breaks down or runs out of gas, they're always like the hardest place to get through. And that's how it was last year. And so I've kind of changed that up. So when we do have to get people out after the race, it's a little easier. So that's why we went with just the two splits. Cause really that's those two creek beds. And you really got to go way on the backside there to try to get another obstacle for you guys, the gold and silver guys. And I just didn't want to go back that far. I kind of wanted to keep it a little tighter and put more closer to the parking lot.
More laps will make us old gold feel like we're doing better. So that's a good thing.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, there was a question I had and I just blanked on it. I guess we're still doing a mass start in that field, kind of like we did before.
It is, yeah. It's going to be like, I guess, a hair scramble format, you know, the classes start 1 minute apart.
Old gold starts first.
Old gold starts first. And I can give y'all a few more minutes if y'all want a little extra.
That'd be sweet.
Maybe a 10-minute start would be good. Then we get to the first bottleneck and then just jam it up.
Yeah, we would be the bottleneck.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell Drew that I've actually known Derek for longer than I've known you, Drew. And we've known each other for over 20 years. But
yeah, since college.
Me and Derek and I raced the Mid-South 200B class. What year was that? Like 96? 95?
You know, did you race light trail?
Maybe.
I was thinking we'd race together in light trail too, and then we both moved up, which was before C. It was light trail, then they eventually started calling it C class. But I was thinking we did that, and then we went to B class too. Yeah, that was 95 or 96 maybe.
95, 96. Yeah. I was riding a KDX 200. What were you riding? Mm-hmm.
Same thing, KDX. Same thing. I think
that was the bike.
Everybody. Yep. That's everybody. Right. KDX.
That was my first motorcycle.
I remember somebody was racing a 220 and I was so pissed. I'm like, you're cheating. You can't ride a 220 in the 200 class.
I guess they pulled the swing arm stickers off, or were they just blatant
about
it?
That's all they did. Yeah, they just pulled the stickers off.
You have to protest and tear that thing down.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That B-class trophy, man. You want that plaque.
Big deal.
All right, guys. Well, hey, we're working on 30 minutes. Timo, nice to meet you and talk to you. I appreciate it. Derek, thanks for all the information. We'll get this out. Hopefully get some people there. And like Timo said, don't forget to pre-register and get your chance to win the one Ibex tire.
So is Sear-racing.com? Is that right?
It's Sear-racing.com.
Right.
Yep. Get signed up.
Yep. All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
All right, guys, thanks for listening to our interview with Timo and Derek. You guys, anything else, Drew?
Well, I was going to apologize for the quality. We did it via Zoom, and I don't think we've ever done four people, and it's like we were all on different – I had earbuds in, Will had earbuds in. Derek didn't, and he kind of sounded the best, and Timo was using his phone, and so – you know, anytime you're trying to do remote, maybe we can find a better way to do it. I don't know.
Yeah, and if any guys are actually racing either the Sear race coming up or if you're racing Grinding Stone, send us a message. Let us know what it was like.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure you heard in the podcast with Timo, if you pre-register for the Sear race, you got entered into a chance to win a Kenda Ibex.
There you go.
So, hey, just one more reason. If you're going anyway, you might as well pre-register. You don't have to deal with it Saturday morning when you're stressing out, getting there. Probably be raining, cold. Just because it always is.
It might be snowing. Who knows?
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it. Man, if it is good weather like we talked about.
It'd be so fun.
It would be. I mean, every time we've been there, it's like on the starting line, cold as can be. And then you go from zero heart rate to the start and then right into Nico's Creek. And it's just like heart rate 190.
Yep.
Off. And you got, I mean, your goggles are, I think I threw the last two times I was there, I threw my goggles off in that creek within the first half mile and never wore them again. So. Some good weather would be nice. Like we talked about there, Ryder is coming. I think Nick's coming. I assume Quinn's coming. Jackson Davis will be there. Hadn't heard from – probably should have sent Jeremiah and them a message like we talked about, but hadn't. So we'll just see.
I bet you there'll be a wild card. Somebody we're not even thinking about that's going to put it on the box.
Maybe David Knight will come. He'll just stay the heck with it. I'm in the country.
Might as well. Just right next door.
But now I'm looking forward to it. I was a little surprised – the course is only going to be 6.5 miles.
I think that's a good thing.
You think so? Yeah. We haven't. Will and I haven't talked. We did that interview last night late. Well, late for me. It was 8:30. It got done at 9:30. So you think it'd be good?
I think it'll be good. I think you can just cut out some of the
fluff.
Some of the fluff.
I like the fluff.
Well,
the single track.
The problem with that place, if it rains, the fluff is not fluff.
That's true. It's slip and slide.
Misery, yeah. Just riding the single track there. And sometimes you get to the rocks, and that's actually better traction. So, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good. And I need to say, last time I was there, speaking of the fluff, I was riding without goggles, and a piece of mud came up and hit me in the eye.
It fluffed you.
And I'm like, I'm done. And luckily, Jackson looked at it and said, yeah, you've got a bunch of mud in your eye and just left me. And luckily, there's a guy pulled over, Lynn Schultz, who dug it out of my eye and saved my race. So, God, it just popped in my head. So, I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, I hope the weather's good. I don't think I'm going to camp. I don't want to take the RV with gas the way it is.
Yeah, I mean, you almost need to carpool.
Yeah, that's what I may be doing. I need to see if anybody's going. You're not going. Got the busted ribs.
Right.
Maybe Blake or J-Mone's going.
Nice.
So I think that's it, our first podcast. What else is going on? You're mountain biking. You said you've got a bunch of mountain bike stuff coming up.
Yeah, we are. We just finished the Tennessee National, I guess last weekend, and it snowed. It was delayed. It was misery.
Tornadoes.
And then actually, we on dirt bikes tried to help them clear the course a bit.
Yep.
And it was the first day, it was like a foot of powder.
It was wild.
Well,
it was cool because it was a foot of powder, but it was 60 degrees the day before, so the mud hadn't frozen yet. So as long as you got through the snow down to some dirt, you could get traction.
But it was so cold, your hands immediately froze up, your feet froze up, your foot pegs, everything.
Yeah. Snow on foot pegs is a pain.
Yeah, I feel for the northern guys that try to ride in the winter.
Yeah, I don't know, you know. And then on Sunday, we went back to help ride in the downhill course. And it had turned to ice. And that was when it was just like, the bottom half of the mountain was fine. As soon as you got past halfway, it was just treacherous.
If y'all haven't seen the Instagram clip of Jackson Davis and Sean Leader sliding down the hill, laughing their butts off.
No, they were having so much fun. I had just crashed my brains out right there. And my bike was on the kickstand, which Jackson's bike just plowed over.
Oh, so your bike was standing up and he hit it.
Yeah. You can't see in the video because there was so much going on, but I crashed where Jackson crashed. I put my bike up, gathered my life. My throttle was stuck. So I put my bike on the kickstand and I heard him coming. I thought, you know, I might as well get a video. Jackson crashed. His front tire hit my rear tire, knocked my bike. I'm like, well, there goes my kickstand.
Good thing you weren't standing at your bike.
Well, I thought about it. What was funny is that there's a, I mean, you could clearly see a patch of ice, and I was trying to break it and do everything I could to move it, and I wasn't doing any good.
You didn't slow Jackson down.
No. So then Sean comes down there. He's like, oh, we got to do something about this ice. He's like, who's got to pee? Everyone pee on it. And I was like, man, I just peed like over there a minute ago. Sorry, dude. So I was like, never even thought about using that too.
Sorry for the enduro racers that crashed there.
That's all right. They waited. That was downhill, guys. It wasn't the enduro test.
Okay.
So yeah, it was cool to having all these mountain bike dudes watch you ride up their downhill trails on a dirt bike is quite entertaining.
And they're cheering for you. They're like, thank you for being here.
Yeah, they were. It was cool. We had a lot of fun. And we've been helping Sean out with the bike park. And one of our hardest uphills, nicknamed Chuck's Trail, is now one of the gnarliest enduro runs they've gotten. All the guys talk about how good it is.
So I asked Richie Rude, who is the best American or maybe the best enduro rider in the world right now. Okay. I think he got second in EWS last year, which is Enduro World Series, which is a big deal.
Okay.
I asked Sean if he got to ride Stage 4, which is Chuck's Trail. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, he rode it twice and loved it. But this kid likes everything. I mean, he's 25 and just dominates.
So we were riding parts of Chuck's Trail to get to the top of the mountain on Sunday, like good weather this past Sunday, a week out later. And Sean said all the West Coast guys were riding Chuck's Trail in perfect conditions and freaking out, saying it was too steep, too rough. They wanted it taken out. And this was before the snow and the ice. And they ended up taking it out just because it was so muddy. They didn't want
to. It would have been treacherous.
Yeah. Well, and they didn't want to blow the trail out. I mean, it was,
people would have been walking down.
Yeah, so we were kind of bummed one of our favorite trails is gone, but we're working on more stuff with Sean, and so it, you know, we knew it was a possibility. But now I'm looking forward to, we heard Nick Ferringer might be coming down this weekend, so maybe getting him down here to Tennessee to play. Is Glenn coming this weekend? You mentioned that earlier.
Yes. Okay. I know Glenn and Sean.
Pina.
Yeah.
Yeah, his name's Sean. I was like, Sean? No.
Harkin?
Sean Harkin, yep.
Harkin and Glenn will be down this weekend.
It's looking like it's going to be sunny, but it's going to be a high of 55. But hey, it's good. That's perfect hard enduro weather.
Yeah, bring that.
But I guess that's it. Anybody that goes to Grinding Stone, let us know. I know they did a cool feature, Devin Ferrero.
Okay.
He had done a podcast for us after one of the races. Him and I can't remember his buddy's name that were driving back from one of the races out west and sent it to us, and we threw it up as a podcast. And it was pretty cool. And then Matt Musgrove with Elevated Motorsports.
Elevated Action Sports?
Elevated Action Sports, thank you. Did a cool little, where he rides in California. So it was good to see him. They did a, good little podcast for us. So
nice.
Good luck to everyone out there in Page this weekend. Be careful. Have fun.
Yeah, and if y'all have made it through this far, congratulations. please subscribe to the podcast. Share it if you can. We're trying to keep growing this thing, and we'll see you out on the trail.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.